Yeah.
What's
Hi. What's up? So I walk in the office this morning, and of course my partner says to me, I spoke to Russo last night. He's like, you're going to be embarrassed. I'm like, I'm going to be embarrassed? I'm like, how the fuck am I going to be embarrassed? He's like, you're going to be embarrassed. You'll see. And, you know, then I went into a whole tirade about how, you know, how you could you be friends with someone who ripped your partner off if this roles were reversed. I would never be like that. And then he kept on saying, like, oh, well, I don't call him. He calls me.
That's
and then,
bullshit.
I know. And then he just basically said that Russo told him that he has a big movie deal coming out and he's going to pay me back like 5 times over or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all bullshit.
So that's what he spoke to him last night.
Well, the problem is that Russo is in Nevada.
Yeah.
So I won't have any idea what the fuck they said to each other.
Mm.
He's in the hotel. He's in the Venetian Hotel.
Mm. Yeah, that sucks.
You're going to be embarrassed. You're going to be embarrassed by the fact that he's got a big movie deal.
I'm going to be embarrassed. I'm going to be embarrassed that I'm making such a big deal about this, and basically, you know, when he pays me back, you know, I'm going to look stupid or some shit
like
that.
Well, he's going to pay you back, let him give us the money.
And I was just like, and I just said to my partner, I'm like, you know,
your partner is a piece of shit. I told you that before. You understand? And I don't want to harangue you about it, but he is.
I know.
And he hasn't got any big fucking movie deal. What he does is he talks to Alan Ladd, you know, Jr., and he's got this screenplay, you know, that he's been playing around with these kids.
Right.
You understand? He hasn't got anything.
Mm-hmm.
A couple people say, oh, yeah, it's good. You know, they all give him the same old bullshit.
Right. So
from there to being made into a movie is a major fucking step.
Right. I just thought that maybe I didn't know that he was in wherever, so
yeah.
I thought that maybe you were able to.
Oh, I would have loved to, but he's been there, and he hasn't left. He's still there right now.
Yeah.
You know, I have my eyes all over him.
Right. Fucking asshole.
Listen, all this does is fuels us further, pal.
Okay.
Yeah.
I said to him, I'm like, listen, I'm like, I don't get it. I said if the roles were reversed, I said this guy is a fucking criminal. He's a scumbag and he's a fucking con artist. Why are you friends with him? And he said, I'm not friends with him. I don't call him. He calls me.
He's a liar. He's an absolute liar.
Well, he's obviously not going to tell me that he calls the guy, you know what
no,
I mean?
No, of course he's not, but he's a fucking lying cocksucker is what he is.
Mm, yep. Well, you know, I just keep, you know, I just have eyes in the back of my head with him now. Let's just put it that way.
Well, you know, I'm sorry to have to tell you these things, but I want you to know what the fucking truth is. I don't want you to, you know,
to
be under some misconception.
No, I mean, that's why I'm glad that I have you. So that's the bullshit that he's telling my partner now.
All right, listen to me. One thing you never have to worry about, I am 1,000% loyal to you. Understand?
Okay.
1,000. And it isn't the money, it's just the way I am.
Good.
Yes, Dan, I've always been like that. And that's why Bert uses me on every case.
Good.
All right. I can't, you know, I'm chomping at the bit now.
All right.
Well, you know, what this is he knows he's making some moves. He's got commercials on cable.
Right.
He's got all kinds of shit going,
right.
And I'm just, it's like waiting till he gets closer to the cliff. He's inching towards the cliff.
Right.
And just imagine that analogy in your mind. You know what I mean? He's about a foot away, and it gets a little closer, then all of a sudden, push.
Good.
You know what I mean?
Good. And he has no idea it's coming.
He has no fucking idea it's coming. This is the nice part about this.
Good. All right, I'll see you on Friday.
Okay, my friend. You take care of yourself.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I want to get your speaker. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, sorry.
Okay. Let me start. Were you able to get in touch with Bert?
With who?
Bert Fields.
No, not yet.
Okay. I'll make a couple more calls for you. I did a lot of thinking over the weekend, and actually...
So did I.
Okay, and actually I worked for you over the weekend.
Okay.
So, well, maybe you should tell me something.
Well, do you want to talk about this over the phone, or do you want to... Is it okay to talk about it over the phone?
Well, if you're going to talk about any of the things we talked about out in the garden, no.
Okay, well, it's very mild, so... What... what I decided that I would like to do
mm-hmm.
is, you know, I think it's smart to set a budget, and that's what I'd like to do.
Okay.
And I think the number, can I give you a number? Is that okay?
Sure, sure.
I think $200,000 makes sense. So I just basically like to set that budget, and then I just like to make this guy's life as miserable as possible for that amount of money, and then, you know, we'll see what happens from there. So that was really, you know, number four.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So you want to skip one, two, and three?
Yes.
Sure.
I don't want to, but, you know, at this stage in my life and the way things are going, and knock on wood, everything's going okay, I just think it would probably be the smartest move for me.
Alrighty. Okay, well, that means I got to shift gears 120 degrees. Now, this is plus the other thing you obligated yourself for.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. All right. Do you have access to a computer right now?
Not really.
All right.
My tech guy just left. And I know absolutely nothing about computers.
You don't know how to get on the web?
No. I don't ever go on. I don't even have email.
Wow.
I mean, I'm in front of them all day long, so I kind of run away from them when the market goes.
Yeah, I want you to see the new website that he just put up over the weekend.
Yeah.
Anyway, you'll call me sometime, and I'll tell you how to do it.
Okay.
It's really easy.
Sure. I'll do it tomorrow during the day.
Don't you have a T1 on your house?
Sure.
Well, I can show you how to do it in 2 seconds if you want to, but it's not necessary.
Yeah, I'll do it tomorrow.
Just it's going to make you want to vomit.
I bet.
Anyhow, so. Okay, well.
Are you cool with that?
Sure. I'm cool with anything you want to do, including zero.
Right, no, I understand.
You know what I mean? I just got to shift my direction now.
No, I understand.
Oh,
I was going to call you over the weekend, but I
wish
call
you would have, because you would have saved me some money and time.
I'm sorry.
Fuck. No, it's not important. It's just now I got to go 180 degrees in the opposite direction. Now, does that include this election stuff? Does that include my giving him a hard time with that?
You have, as far as I'm concerned, you know, I'm trusting you 100%. You have free rein to do whatever you feel will make this cocksucker as unhappy as possible.
And what about the lawsuit? Are you going to continue with that or drop it?
No, I'm going to continue that.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
In other words, we're going to do things on two fronts or on one front, and I just want to know that.
No, two fronts, absolutely. I'm going to continue the lawsuit doomsday.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, I'd like to make the fucking asshole as uncomfortable as possible.
Well, I'm going to do that. I already started that.
Good.
I already started that, this cocksucker. I can't even review documents without getting myself upset now. He's just that bad. He's just that bad. It's amazing. And he's that way to everybody.
Well, you know,
he just lies and cheats everybody.
And it's unfortunate now because I can barely speak to my partner now without being nauseous too. So, it's.
Well, you know what? But you made the right decision. You're gonna take advantage and make money while you can, as long as he doesn't steal from you. You know what I mean?
No,
and you're keeping your eye on him, right?
I have made it so that it's
impossible
for him to
hurt you,
to hurt me in that way.
Good.
I mean, I have accountants looking after accountants. You know what I mean? So
sure.
So there's no way that he. It's just, you know, I'm just nauseous when I have to when I talk to him, and I know he's just a fucking backstabbing asshole. But I'm, you know,
all
when
right.
the time is right, I'm gonna fix him, you know.
All right. Well, when you get a moment, wire transfer those funds, and I'll get on it.
Okay. Well, could we talk about that? Now, you know, number one, I would like to do what we discussed in terms of like putting, you know, do some sort of retainer, and you know what I mean, like doing.
Oh, you want to do this through the company?
Yeah, I would love to.
Okay, but I was gonna ask, you need to retain me for that amount anyhow.
No, I understand, but I'm saying, does it have to be in one chunk? Can it be like four payments? I mean, tell me.
Well, it could be in two chunks, because I'm going to put out a ton of money quickly.
Okay.
So it could be in two chunks, but
okay.
not four.
So tomorrow's the beginning of the month.
Yes.
So, like, for
let's, if I do
half at the beginning of this month and then another half at the beginning of the following
perfect.
Month.
That's perfect.
And now I'm just going to need...
On the other stuff, just have Joanne do it the same way.
You got it. And now, well, yeah, right. I mean, but I'm almost done with... I only owe you, you know, a little bit more, and then we continue the following month, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You
only owe... Yeah.
The thing I wanted to... So basically, we're just enter into a consulting agreement. Like, you could work for any company that I have.
That's right. And what you'll just wire the transfer the money from whatever that company is, and I'm going to give you, you know, a statement that you put in your files.
Gotcha. So I might just have a guy named Simon call you, who's my CFO.
Perfect.
And it'll just be, you know, bookkeeping. He'll just ask, I guess, general questions. I'm just going to tell him that.
He's not going to learn anything from me, but he'll think, you know, as you think.
Right. No, he'll think that you're a consultant. Period.
Yes, and then I report directly to you.
Exactly.
Just say, you know, I want to keep this, you know.
I hear you.
I want you know, just tell him, make him feel good. Say, I want to make sure that the, you know, the accounting aspect of it is fine.
No, he'll be involved in the accounting aspect, but in terms of information, it just comes to me, and that's it.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you know, like, maybe one day you want to have drinks or something, and we could, you know, obviously we could talk about it a little bit more. But, you know, for me, I wish I could do some other things, but, I mean, this is what fits right now.
Listen, I'm 100% with you. I don't want you to do anything you're not comfortable with. I just wish that you'd never met this motherfucker.
I mean, I was dreaming about this fucking asshole and this whole thing all weekend long. Like,
yeah,
that.
Well, me too.
I mean, that's how it was.
I was there at 2 o'clock in the morning because I had a technical problem. So,
I mean, after our meeting, it's all I basically thought about for 48 hours straight. I mean, not even like unconsciously, consciously, it wouldn't stop. So,
are you comfortable now?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this I'm. I just hope you nail his fucking ass to the wall.
Well, along that line, it may happen, you know, just coincidentally.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
I hear you.
And if you really, really like what happens,
right,
then someday in the future you may give me a bonus.
Okay, good.
You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
All right, pal.
Okay.
Anything else going on?
No. I'm just waiting for you to set me up with that 25-year-old.
Yeah, well, she just went to Hawaii, so...
Okay.
She's gonna wait till she comes back.
I'll be back.
And she's got bunches of girls. Oh my God, they're all beautiful.
Okay.
I look at them, I go nuts.
So maybe we could have a pool party.
Absolutely.
Okay. Goodbye.
Okay. You take care of yourself now.
All right.
And then keep in touch with me.
I'll call you in a couple of days.
Okay. Please.
All right. Bye.